Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. Recently, I started posting some of my awakening content, my spirituality and abundance and all those topics that I do. I started posting them onto Insight Timer, which is a meditation app with hundreds and thousands of these podcasts and meditations. A really brilliant app, amazing app. If you haven't used it yet, I do recommend it. Not only because I'm on it. It's called Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, Insight Timer. And so I started posting my podcasts, my Awakening Spirituality podcasts on it. And I realized that the same kind of feedback was being given to me over and over and over again. Over and over again, because these people are not INFJs. They're people from all different kinds of types and subtypes and all over the world. And so the main thing that all of them said was that I speak too fast. Over and over again, the comments and the feedbacks were like, yeah, great podcast, good content, but man, you speak very fast. Oh boy, you speak really fast. You really need to slow down. I started getting anxious because you were speaking so fast. You need to really calm down and speak slower and softer so that you can get your content out better. And this is basically the gist of all of the feedback that I was getting. The content's great, but you speak too fast. The content's amazing, but you're giving me anxiety because you're speaking so fast. And it was really hilarious to me because it kind of really invoked the fact, or provoked me to understand that INFJs do really speak very fast, especially when they get excited, especially when they get really intense, when they're into their mode of, oh my God, I love this subject matter and I really want to talk about it with this person. When they're excited about a subject matter, literally you can't stop them. It's like a runaway train. You know, if you get in front of it, you're going to die or you're going to be pummeled over. And so you just have to let the INFJ speak and let them just let it out, let all of that fury and intensity and joy and passion out. So whenever I do these podcasts, I would be really excited. And so when I'm posting it to these people, a lot of them being non-INFJs, just being normal, good, kind, but really calm individuals, they were a little bit surprised and a little bit perturbed by it. And that again really showed me the difference between how INFJs deal with my content and non-INFJs deal with it. Because I've never had this feedback from any INFJ on this channel, ever. I've never had any feedback like this on my YouTube channel saying that, oh my God, you speak too fast. Never in my 3 years of doing it, never has anyone said, oh, maybe you should slow down a bit. And I think that's because a lot of these people who are listening, a lot of you guys, are INFJs. And so you yourself speak very fast and you yourself understand the pace that I'm speaking at. And you understand the fury and the intensity and the passion with which I'm speaking because you yourself get that way when you're speaking about things that really matter to you. And so for an INFJ, it's not a big deal. They're like, oh, right, cool. All right, I get it. Also, their brain moves very fast. So they're able to keep up with all the jumps and the moves and the things that I do with moving from one topic to another and kind of bring it all together or trying to bring it all together. And so you guys get it. And it's really funny to me, as I said, you know, I'm sitting there. And so now I started trying to do my videos and my podcast a little bit softer and a little bit slower. So I'm trying to speak slower. And no matter how slow I speak, so in this video, obviously, I'm speaking pretty medium, I would say. But I tried with a couple of podcasts, I tried to speak very slowly. I mean, slow for me, very slow for me. I felt like I was speaking at a word a minute. It was very uncomfortable for me. But I tried it, you know, to see what the feedback would be, because I love that kind of stuff. And even then, even when I was feeling like, wow, I'm speaking so slowly, this is so stupid, I feel like an idiot, I can't believe people actually want me to speak slower, even when I did it that way, even then people were like, yeah, great content, but could you slow down a bit? And again, I'm sitting there thinking, but I did. I slowed down a lot. I mean, And so, you know, I just kind of gave up on that. And people now have gotten used to the fact that I speak very fast. And they're used to the fact that this is what it is. And if they don't like the content being so fast, then, you know, c'est la vie. Find someone else. But so then, since then, you know, it's slowed down a lot. Maybe I've slowed down as well. I have no idea. But I really thought this is brilliant. You know, this is such a good way of us as INFJs realizing the difference between who we are and how we deal with the world rather than how other people deal with us and with the world, right? And so this kind of feedback is so poignant, so useful for an INFJ in general. For me, I am reveling in the fact that I get this kind of feedback from these individuals. At first, I was like, whoa, I can't believe I speak that fast. I can't believe people are getting anxious with my content. And so that was a good feedback for me. And then I realized, okay, I have to change, I have to improve, blah, blah, blah. And this kind of feedback made me improve, I think, my content, hopefully. And so I'm getting more positive feedback from these individuals. No one's really said that I speak too fast in the past week or a half, week or two. So maybe that's a good sign. But in general, as I said, this kind of feedback is what not only, first of all, shows us the differences between us and the world, but also implores us or gives us a lesson to improve ourselves. It could have been easy for me to sit down and say, well, I hate these people, they're idiots, they're so slow, and I can't believe they want me to change my content, and they should just appreciate it, and I'm not going to post on there anymore, right? It's very easy for us to do that. And if I was younger, when I was younger, I would have totally done that. I would literally have been like, go away. I don't like you guys. You suck. I don't want to do any content for you anymore. You don't appreciate me. I'm going to walk away. And I would have just door slammed them and then walked away and not done any more content for them. Now, obviously, I'm realizing the importance of feedback and the importance of improving myself more and more and realizing that criticism is actually a good thing. And so this time around, I was like, all right, cool. This is a lesson from the universe. You need to slow down and speak softer and slower. And you can use this feedback not only to improve these podcasts, but also to improve your videos for INFJs. Maybe you are speaking too fast and it would be a good idea also to slow down yourself. Maybe you're burning yourself out by speaking so fast. Maybe it's not even good for you to speak so fast, to think so fast, to do things so fast, right? And so in general, slowing down has been a big motto for me in this new year. But also, I realized, as I said, the feedback was really good for me. And this is the kind of thing that I really wanted to share with you. Not only to be like, look at me, I can take feedback, yay! Although that's a good thing as well. But to make you guys realize that it's very easy to take two different pathways when you're dealing with criticism. One is to door slam and hate them for it. And the other to be like, all right, yeah, I'm not perfect. I know that. I have to realize that. I have to accept that. And there is some improvement, a lot of improvement I can make on this regard. But there's this one feedback that I know this person has given me. Instead of hating them for it, how about I take the feedback and improve myself and then ask them if I did well, right? And so this is what I want all of us as INFJs to do. First of all, I want us to realize that there are many differences between us and the others, and many similarities, obviously, as well. But to realize that, yeah, we are different. It's okay. It's fine. I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing. But also to realize that the feedback that you're getting from other people, sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's a good idea to be like, all right, I'm going to integrate it into myself. Sometimes people are just BSing, you know, and you're like, well, yeah, you gave me feedback, but it doesn't make any sense. Actually, it's toxic if I actually take that feedback. In fact, you're being negative, and so I'm not going to take that feedback. So obviously, there are some feedback that you just should stay away from, stay miles and miles away from them. But a lot of times, feedback is actually a good thing. It'll teach you something not only about yourself, but about the other person as well. It taught me a lot about the audience that I was dealing with on this meditation app. They're completely different from the audience that I deal with, my viewers and listeners that you guys are like. You know, you're completely different from that audience. And so I need to emulate myself. I need to adjust myself to cater to this new audience. And if I don't want to do that, then I should just stop. Because what is the point if I'm just going to barrel ahead and then people are not even liking my content, or they're not able to even listen to it because they felt anxious by it, right? That's not a good thing, especially on a meditation app. And so again, that was good feedback for me. I was able to improve myself with it. And I want you guys to do exactly the same thing. So when someone gives you feedback, use it to improve yourself, and that'll make you better and better and better as time goes on. And that's all we really want as INFJs, to keep on getting better and better as time goes on. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. If you have any questions, please do comment below and I shall do another video. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.